Hello everyone, welcome to this particular episode of the Anurag Suman Show, where today we are going to talk about what is digital marketing and why we need this. So digital marketing is the use of internet, mobile devices, social media, search engine and other channels to reach the consumers. Some marketing experts consider digital marketing is an entirely a new endeavor that requires a new way of approaching customers and new way of understanding how customer behave compared to traditional marketing. It uses like the internet to reach the customer, and it is a broad field including attracting customers via mail, content marketing, social media platform and social media marketing. And it includes search engine optimization, content marketing, social media marketing, pay-per-click, affiliate marketing, native advertising, marketing automation, email marketing, online PR, inbound marketing, sponsored content. So all these are the, these are the type of digital marketing which a digital marketer perform and which you can perform in the digital marketing. So what is SEO, search engine optimization? Search engine optimization is the process of optimizing your website to rank higher in search engine result pages. Then by increasing the amount of organic traffic, organic means free traffic to your website. So the channels that get benefit from the SEO includes like website, blogs, infographics. Like you can work on the SEO of your blog, your website to get a better rank in Google search results. So in that way you can get a better organic traffic on that. And next is content marketing. So what is content marketing? So content marketing denotes creation and promotion of content assets for the purpose of generating brand awareness, traffic growth, lead generation for the business, for the firm. So these are the content marketing. And next is social media marketing. What is social media marketing? Social media marketing practice promotes your brand and your content on social media channels to increase the brand awareness, drive traffic, generate leads for your business. And it includes like Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Snapchat, Pinterest, Quora, and many more social media sites. Fourth is pay per click. What is PPC? So PPC is a method of driving traffic to your website by paying a publisher every time your ad is clicked. One of the most common type of PPC is Google Ads, which allow you to pay for the top slot in the Google search engine result. That's called PPC. Suppose if you are creating an ad, your campaign in the Google AdWords, so you have to pay for the per click for that individual slot in the Google search engines. So that's also a form of PPC, pay per click. Google Ads is an example of PPC, pay per click. Next is affiliate marketing. So what is affiliate marketing? Affiliate marketing is a type of performance-based advertising where you receive commission for promoting someone else's product or services on your website. Suppose if you have any website, if you are a YouTuber, and if you are a blogger, so what you can do, you can work as an affiliate marketer and you can promote someone else's product, like Amazon's product, on your website, on your blog with a link. And if anyone buy from those link, any product from the Amazon or any like Flipkart, so you will get a commission from the Amazon if you will be registered with Amazon as an affiliate partner. So that's the affiliate marketing. Next is native advertising. What is native advertising? So native advertising refers to advertisement that are primarily content led and featured on a platform alongside other non-profit content. So BuzzFeed sponsored posts are the good example, and but you can say like Facebook advertising, Instagram advertising, also a form of native advertising, you can say that. And next is marketing automation. What is marketing automation? Marketing automation refers to the software that serve to automate your basic marketing operations. Many marketing departments can automate repetitive tasks they would otherwise to do manually, such as like email news, newsletters, social media post scheduling, lead nurturing workflows. So marketing automation provides tools which used to which used to do all the things for us, for a digital marketer, for a person who is using that for the as a new email news tellers, social media post scheduling. Like if you have to post regular, you have to post a regular on your Instagram, so you can schedule all the posts at a single time, and that tools will do automatically. So that's marketing automation. Next is email marketing. What is email marketing? So email marketing is a way of communication with their audience. Email is often used to promote contents, discounts, and events, as well as to direct people towards the business's website. So email marketing, like if you'll talk about what is a good example of email marketing, as we can see, like from the Myntra, from Amazon, from Flipkart, we get an email from them, like right now it's a discount time. So all these are a part of email marketing. Next is inbound marketing. What is inbound marketing? Inbound marketing refers to a marketing methodology wherein you attract, engage, delight customer at every stage of buyer's journey. You can use every digital marketing tactics listed above throughout an inbound marketing strategy to create a customer experience strategy that work with the customer, not against them. So that's inbound marketing. Okay, next is sponsored content. What is sponsored content? With sponsored content, you as a brand pay another company or entity to create and promote content that discusses your brand or services in some way. One type of sponsored content is influencer marketing. With this type of sponsored content, a brand sponsor an influencer in its industry to publish posts or videos related to the company or social media. And the next thing, the most important things, so I have discussed all the type of the digital marketing and what is digital marketing. So I believe you guys get the idea what basically a digital marketing is and what the parts of this digital marketing, like it's digital marketing is a broad topic, and what topic includes digital marketing. So our next question is, why we need digital marketing? Why we need digital marketing? So with digital marketing, there are numbers of endless possibilities for brand, including email, videos, social media, or website-based marketing opportunities. So at this stage, digital marketing is a vital for your business and brand awareness. It seems like every other brand has a website, and if they don't have, they at least have social media presence on digital ad strategy or anywhere else. So digital content and marketing is so common that consumers now expect and rely on it as a way of about your brands. Like customer can trust on your brands if you have a digital presence. So to be a competitive as a business owner, you will need to embrace some aspect of digital marketing. So because digital marketing has so many options and strategy associated with it, so you can get creative and experiment with a variety of marketing tactics on a budget. And you can also use tools like analytics dashboards to monitor the success and ROI of your campaign. And the best thing is about digital marketing is its affordability. Like it doesn't cost so many high prices like other advertisement, other marketing strategies. And it's also like it's mobile access. It is mobile access. Like anyone can see your ad about your brands, about your products with their mobile in their like daily lives. And so, and it reaches a high volume of audience. Like everyone uses mobile nowadays, and everyone uses internet, social media, and so many platforms. So it's the reach of the audience with the digital marketing, it's very high, and it will definitely affect your business, and it will enhance the performance of your business in the market, and it will give a better like place in the market. So I have explained everything about digital marketing, what is digital marketing, and why you need a digital marketing for your businesses. So what you can do is just go and learn about the digital marketing and execute all the strategy for your own businesses, and try to influence much more audience for your product services, and make your brand value in the market. Have a great day.